LA wildfires could cost up to $150 billion, AccuWeather warns. By John Carney on January 10, 2025. The wildfires sweeping through Southern California have left a path of destruction in their wake, prompting AccuWeather to increase its preliminary estimate of total damage and economic loss to between $135 billion and $150 billion. The fires, driven by hurricane-force winds, have destroyed homes, disrupted businesses, and forced more than 100,000 people to evacuate. These fast-moving, wind-driven infernos have created one of the costliest wildfire disasters in modern U.S. history, said Jonathan Porter, chief meteorologist at AccuWeather. The devastation left behind is heartbreaking, and the economic toll is staggering. Porter added that the total damage could approach 4% of California's annual GDP. The updated estimate reflects extensive property damage, infrastructure losses, and business disruptions. Thousands of homes and businesses, including many multi-million dollar properties, have been damaged or destroyed. The financial toll includes evacuation expenses, rebuilding costs, lost wages, and health care costs linked to smoke exposure and injuries sustained during the fires. Insurance crisis worsens. The fires have highlighted a growing problem in California's insurance market. Many homes in high-risk areas were uninsured or underinsured after several major insurance providers pulled out of offering fire coverage in certain regions. This wildfire disaster is going to be another severe blow for the insurance industry, Porter said. Homeowners and businesses need affordable coverage, but insurers can't keep absorbing these kinds of losses. It's a serious issue that requires urgent attention. Firefighting efforts complicated by winds. High winds have hampered efforts to contain the fires, with hurricane-force gusts grounding firefighting aircraft during the peak of the windstorm earlier this week. Gusty conditions are expected to persist through Thursday night, with meteorologists predicting wind speeds of 40 to 50 miles per hour in some areas. Another period of strong winds is expected to begin on Sunday, with potential gusts reaching as high as 85 miles per hour early next week. Porter warned that the wildfire threat remains high and that additional fires could ignite in the coming days. Comparisons to previous disasters. AccuWeather's damage estimates place the Southern California wildfires among the most expensive natural disasters in U.S. history. For context, the wildfires that ravaged the western U.S. in 2020 caused an estimated $130 to $150 billion in damage, while the 2023 wildfires in Maui resulted in $13 to $16 billion in losses. Recent hurricanes in the U.S., such as Milton and Helene, caused upwards of $250 billion in damage. AccuWeather's total damage estimate encompasses a wide range of factors beyond insured losses, including property damage, lost wages, supply chain disruptions, infrastructure repair, and emergency management costs. Long-term recovery challenges. With fires still burning and the potential for new ones to spark, AccuWeather warned that its current estimate may rise further. For many displaced families and businesses, the path to recovery will be long and difficult. Lives have been changed forever in a matter of minutes, Porter said. Many families may not be able to rebuild, and some businesses may never reopen. Thousands of people are in desperate need of basic essentials like food, water, and shelter. The recovery process will be both costly and emotionally draining. As emergency services work to contain the fires, residents and officials alike face the daunting task of rebuilding their communities in the aftermath of one of the state's most devastating wildfire disasters. With the Olympic Games only a few years away, ensuring the region's resilience to future disasters will be critical to maintaining public confidence and safety. The ongoing disaster raises concerns about Southern California's preparedness for major global events, such as the 2028 Summer Olympics, which Los Angeles is set to host. The region's vulnerability to wildfires, coupled with the growing insurance crisis, poses significant challenges for infrastructure planning and security ahead of the Games. The already challenged finances of the state and local governments will doubtlessly be put under further strain by the recovery efforts, raising questions about how the cost of preparing for the Olympics will be handled.